Week 10 Thursday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence, love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere. Cherish one another with a love sincere. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. And to plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praise your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Spare us, Lord, do not let your people be put to shame. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us, you no longer go forth with our armies, you make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Spare us, Lord, do not let your people be put to shame. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out hands to another God? Would not God have found this out? he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust, our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help, redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. A reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 5. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No, but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, What does my Lord bid his servant? And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was shut up from within and from without because of the people of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho with its king and mighty men of valour. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, and on the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, the priests blowing the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. So Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord. And as Joshua had commanded, the people, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord, went forward, blowing the trumpets, with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord following them. And the armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the Ark, while the trumpets blew continually. But Joshua commanded the people, You shall not shout or let your voice be heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then you shall shout. So he caused the Ark of the Lord to compass the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp, and spent the night in the camp. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord, and the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord passed on, blowing the trumpets continually. And the armed men went before them, and the rear guard came after the Ark of the Lord, while the trumpets blew continually. And the 2nd day they marched around the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did for 6 days. On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawn of day and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city 7 times. And at the seventh time, when the priests had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And the city and all that is within it shall be devoted to the Lord for destruction. Only Rahab the harlot and all who are with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But you, keep yourselves from things devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted them, you take away any of the devoted things, and make the camp of Israel a thing of destruction, and bring trouble upon it. But all silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people raised a great shout. The wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Then they utterly destroyed all in the city, both men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, and asses, with the edge of the sword. A responsory based on Isaiah 25. Lord, you are my God, I extol you, I praise your name. The town which you have made a ruin will never be rebuilt. It was through faith that the walls of Jericho fell down when the people had marched around them for 7 days. The town which you have made a ruin will never be rebuilt. A reading from the Homilies of Origen on the Book of Joshua. Jericho is surrounded and must be captured. But how is Jericho captured? No sword is drawn, no battering ram is used against it, no spear is brandished. Only the priestly trumpets are brought up, and they cause the walls of Jericho to collapse. In Scripture, we often find Jericho standing for the world. For example, in the Gospel story of the man on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho falling among thieves, it is clear that the man represents Adam, driven from paradise into the exile of this world. And when Jesus went to Jericho and restored the sight of the blind men, they represented all those who in this world suffer from the blindness of ignorance to which the Son of God comes. So this Jericho, by which we understand this world, is going to collapse, for the consummation of the age has long been forecast by the sacred books. But how is this consummation going to come about? By what means? At the sound of a trumpet, we read. What trumpet? Paul gives you the solution to this mystery. Listen to what he says. Quote, "The trumpet will sound, and the dead in Christ will be raised imperishable. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God." End of quote. So it is then that Jesus our Lord will conquer Jericho with trumpet blast and destroy it. And the only survivors will be the harlot and all her household. The Lord Jesus will come, he says, and he will come with trumpet blast. May he save that one woman who welcomed the men he sent to spy out the land, who received his apostles in faith and obedience and hid them in the roof, and may he give this harlot a share with the house of Israel. But we must not go over this story again and reproach her for this sin of the past. She was once a harlot, but now she is joined to Christ, a chaste virgin to one chaste spouse. Listen to what the Apostle says about her. Quote, I betrothed you to Christ to present you as a pure bride to her one husband. End of quote. And he was also speaking of her when he said, We ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures. Do you want to know more about how the harlot ceased to be a harlot? Then listen again to Paul. Quote, Such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. To enable her to escape the destruction of Jericho, the spies gave her the surest sign of safety, the scarlet rope. For it is through the blood of Christ that this whole church is saved. In Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom we belong, glory and power, for ever and ever. Amen. A responsory from Isaiah 49. I beckon to the nations and raise my signal for the peoples. Then all mankind shall know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour, and that your Redeemer is the Mighty One of Jacob. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He. Then all mankind shall know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour, and that your Redeemer is the Mighty One of Jacob. Let us pray. Lord God, source of all good, hear our prayer. Inspire us with good intentions and help us to fulfill them. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.